Okay, then let me just do the introduction. It's September 22nd, 2022. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting. This is a work meeting on the Housing Forum. And as of the moment, commissioners present are Matt Cochran and John Varanth and the PC clerk, Margaret Smith. What do you have on the agenda for today? What goals do you want to get to, John, and how can we support that?
Okay, the main one at some point I want to go through. I have an outline written up for discussion with the town council. That's for the October 8th meeting, or if it gets rescheduled, whenever they reschedule it. So I want to just read through that and make sure everyone at you especially is on board with what I'm going to be saying to planning, coming to town council.
Okay.
I think everyone has received that work in progress document that Tina and I have been working on. The September, let's see, the September 7th version is the most recent.
Yes.
And we could kind of go, and that's sort of as far as Tina and I had gone. So, you know, this part of the most of this meeting is to bring everyone else up to speed on the tentative agenda. And then I think just open discussion to make sure we're all on the same page as far as where we're going and moving ahead. So those two
Okay, and then
questions are
I'd add on that three, like what actionable steps do we need to take to make it happen would be good to next.
both.
So.
So Matt, while we're kind of waiting for people to join, you know, the next steps are going to be, well, we got to reserve the town hall for that night, confirm what the speaker invitations. I was going to ask Peg, who's she's already posted the four documents I've sent, but we may have some other documents we want to get posted and maybe put them all on that community forums page as well. You know, duplicate the links on the community forum page so that all those resource documents that we want to have available to the public are there. And I think that it's just about, and make sure somebody's ready to set up the Zoom link that night. And that's about what we need for the meeting. As far as format, we were talking about, I'm very, my tentative idea was maybe we open to the public at 6 and have like an open house format for the first hour. We can have some of these resource documents in print or as posters on the wall or projected, but just let some time for people to talk informally. I don't know if we need a full hour. Charlene won't be available till 7, so we don't want to start the formal presentations till 7 o'clock. And then and leave as much time as we need for questions and answer at the end. I'll bring some coffee to make sure I can stay awake if the people want to talk late. So that was
Would
kind of what
that,
I had.
yeah. So the last, so 7 to 8 would be speakers, then 8 to 9 would be questions. Is
Yeah,
that?
and if we, you know, and I'm flexible if we need to go to 8:30 on speakers and continue to 9:30 on Q&A. Because I think this really is like education and communication meeting, so we don't want anyone to feel rushed. Or I see Tina just came on. Good. Welcome, Tina. So that's the schedule that I have on the work in progress document that Tina and I have been working on.
Okay. So, do you want to, other than so logistics, I hear, do you want to go over what you're going to do on October 8th, what you're going to present to the town council?
Yeah, if we could wait maybe just wait a few minutes, see if anyone else comes on so that other people can hear, that if not the three of us, if we reach a consensus, that I mean, to me, you're the chair. You're the important one to be in the loop on what we say to the town council. So did you
So,
have any questions?
yeah, I had one thought that I think is important. Hi, Tina. for that forum, and that is we want to give the right context of what we're doing here. And what I mean by that is, I know affordable housing has been, you know, a topic on some people's minds for quite a while, and people think about it in different ways. And, you know, even I think Tesla's letter was important to show, you know, how some affordable land deals are actually happening in town. And, you know, I've asked this question and we haven't really answered it. And I know there are others in the public who are curious about it too, is how much do we actually need? And, you know, how, you know, because, you know, it's not a giant thing. This is a very small town. It wants to stay in its rural character. And so I think we need to talk about some sort of limit or carrying capacity. Like, what are we actually looking at here? It might be a hard question, but I think it's an important question in order to retain the character that the general plan is shooting for in the town.
Okay, I'm going to kind of respectfully disagree with you on a couple on that, because I think first, given that we have zero affordable housing right now, this is not the time to be worrying about having an excess of it. On a second one, the real point I've been making is we need to allow projects to take place. So if the free market creates more affordable housing, the town should not, under any circumstances, be getting in the way of the free market creating more affordable housing. But then, as you know, as quantitatively, we did set for RSTR as 15%.
Right. Yeah.
Somewhere Garfield County as a whole has about 48% of the housing vacant. I recall that Michaela came up with 42% for Boulder, but couldn't find that number in writing today. I was looking for it. But so out of the 120, I think we've got 130 or so houses in the town, depending on what you count, or that's dwellings, and that's including trailers.
Right.
Yep. But when at the other meeting, I was able to rattle off 10 deficiencies in housing for workers and locals right now. Since then, people have mentioned a couple of young people, children of families who grew up here, we're looking for housing. This is, you know, and the question is, how would it hurt the town if we had 10 or 15% of our houses actually affordable to locals?
Right. So that's great. That right there gives me a number of what we're shooting at. And I think that's important to relay to the public on some level. So there's no fear of some giant housing complex coming in, right?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think things that, you know, I'll refer to the wonderful work that people did in 2018 on the housing forum, you know, where they talked about things like you can make a fourplex that doesn't look any different from the outside from a big single family house.
Right.
It's not in the character of the town.
So my point is just like it's just having a corral around what we're talking about. That's what I mean by the context, is I think a lot of people are unclear of that.
Okay, yeah, I think I could certainly, you know, we can certainly reassure people we're not talking hundreds of houses, but 10 affordable units probably wouldn't meet the shortfalls that we have right today.
Yeah. Okay.
And okay, also, well, can yes. I just add something here?
Sure, please.
The original affordable housing in Boulder was this subdivision in Upper Boulder, the King Estates, I guess it was called, or still is called. But there is nothing left up there. All of the people who could possibly buy, that was our affordable housing, and it's gone up a lot in the last since Josh and Jill bought. They're just kind of floored by the cost of what a lot up there is now. And there's no more lots that are not sold up there.
And even, so, even if that land was available now, it's not affordable. So that's why
we're incorporating it might be, it kind of depends on obviously the seller, but you know. I think that's part of the fact is that there is nothing set up in town right now that is in a affordable range, basically, unless someone, generously offers to sell it to someone who they like, you know. I mean, it's the same. That's okay, except that that's not necessarily making. And I agree with Tessa that's true. People do end up getting pieces of property, you know, randomly throughout town. I mean, seems like Elena kind of bent over backwards to try and get her place and all that. I think what we're mainly talking about is we are going to be hit by subdivision of land as we go along. That's inevitable. And if we want to include like our community as part of how that is subdivided, then we need to have options in our our subdivision ordinance that encourages people to actually provide some of that. And whether it's how we put that together is really open at this point. But it's not logical to me that that's what we are going to continue to look at affordable housing with the fact that in our community we have generous people, blah, 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 blah. I mean, and people need people who are working. I mean, I need people. I mean, you know, everybody needs somebody who's, you know, willing to come into the community and be part of the community. And we want to avoid not allowing that to happen.
Yeah. Anyway. No, that's great, Tina. I agree with that. And that exactly what you said is the context that everybody needs to hear. That's mm-hmm. the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I agree. And I sent John, a list of things that I thought were really important for getting this meeting together. Anyway, did he already talk to you about that?
That's the September 7th document, right?
No, I actually talked about what I see in getting this meeting together. One, we have to come up with exactly what we're talking about, which is what we're talking about now, what our concerns are and what we want to present to the town. And this is very good information that we've been already talking about. But we also have to include really information based on changing things as Lee was talking about versus not.
Right.
And my idea is that first of all, we really need to have we're talking about, what are we talking about? Are we talking about affordable housing? Are we talking about implementing something that will be appropriate for our town as it becomes subdivided? And I think that might be where we want to go. And my idea, and present it to the town in a way that says, okay, building our community, we want to go with, as Lee said in his last memo, the idea that we want to include our, we want to make sure we're following the goals of our mission statement in our general plan.
Right.
And in doing that, we need to do these things or this will happen. Was more likely to happen. And so then I was thinking, okay, so then when we figure that out, which is probably part of this meeting, to send to the town and they review it at their next meeting. And as John said in the last meeting, they they are start to like understand where we're coming from and where this whole process that we're putting together is going, and they have some sense of it and are okay with it, which is really important in my eyes, that they're like willing to go along this path and we're not just jamming it down their throat, kind of. Yeah. Not that we are, and then we start to collect the information that will kind of show the community, which I'm thinking would be most easily described in a mapping situation where we, you know, take the map that we have on the parcel, Utah parcels, take that map, show that map in a way where it's, you know, gridded all the property that is not now divided becomes 5-acre lots, bam, 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 bam. And then the idea of, you know, showing more cluster developments and including the idea of maybe all these other options that people can do as far as conservation and allowing for a few more lots for affordable, you know, for affordable building, or as John said, fourplexes or something like that, options within this that would allow for more people to kind of get their foot in the door. Now, it's not going to all happen at once, but if we don't have some kind of plan, right, that's, you know, workable with the people who are actually subdividing. And also, as Lee seems to me said, that it's not workable right now. It's too difficult for a general Joe who has property and wants to subdivide and kind of sees a bigger picture that he can actually move forward on, however that is.
Yeah.
And I like his whole idea of doing the whole subdivision sort of set up the way that the commercial development plan is done.
So yeah.
It might be easier to go along those lines.
Yeah, agreed. John, what do you think about that?
I would like to keep the focus of this meeting. I don't want to put any ideas in front of the public at this point, unless somebody explicitly asks for, well, what would be possible? Because I really want to let Charlene present how Tropic and Escalante have managed to accomplish something. And because I think that's the first step. Once people see what's happened in other towns, then they can ask, well, do we want to copy that? Do we want to adopt that? Do we want to make sure that never happens in Boulder? But I think that's where we need to start, is just looking at how other towns who are far, far ahead of us on this have actually made some progress. And I have a lot to learn on that. As far as a mapping of what cluster housing or 5-acre lots would look like, there's a beautiful map in the 2017 community assessment. It's right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That may be the sort of thing we want to print out and have as poster size things hanging up at the town hall.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that's great. And so how do you want to present this to the town council on October 8th, or what do you want to present? Yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing, so let me just go kind of through. So first, I just want to show, tell them we're having the meeting, emphasize that the goal is to really educate us, Planning Commission, town council members, and the public regarding what can be done using examples from other towns that are similar to Boulder nearby. Want to really emphasize we're talking about housing that's accessible to local residents earning local wages. And I think we've got three documents that all say that we have what our problem is. Our wages are low, our prices are high. But we have put that in the two documents. The community assessment has that data quantitatively. The Garfield County Housing Report has very similar data. Then just really say that part of why I'm coming there is to make sure that the town council has given input into the format and content of the meeting. I think, and Elizabeth, please weigh in at any time or interrupt me, but we have listed Jim Catmull as being the speaker from the town council. You know, does he agree? Are they happy with having Jim speak on their behalf? We've also asked, I believe through Elizabeth to Judy Drain, to invite Jerry Taylor. Not that I'm really expecting him to come, but since he's the Garfield County Commissioner who's got housing on his portfolio, we certainly don't want to feel that we're not giving him the chance to be involved. But we can ask, okay, did you extend the invitation? Has he accepted it? Has he declined? So we're getting some dialogue there. And then what I wanted to really emphasize is that achieving any affordable housing will require multiple approaches. Initiatives by landowners to help a family member or friend, what Tina talked about and what Tessa talked about. Employer-assisted housing, which is what the school district did in Escalante. Nonprofit housing agencies, which is people like Charlene. The USDA and other rural assistance programs, which Dave Conine will be able to talk about at the meeting. And I'll call it reduced profit ventures by landowners and investors with a stake in the community. People are willing to say, well, I own land. Somebody else says, well, I've got money to develop the land. We'll be satisfied with less profit if we can create something good for both. That's okay. And in that case, it's basically that we need to be favorable to them, not shooting things down like it's happened a number of times with proposals that have come to the town. And then just say to the town council that all these approaches are going to require ordinance changes to remove the existing barriers and to incentivize projects. I don't know what the ordinance changes necessarily need to be, but we can't make this happen without the town council being willing to change the ordinances to make it happen.
Right.
And then tie it to the vision is to meet local housing needs while preserving open space and respecting the financial interests of landowners, which is, and I think that's something that maybe I need to emphasize more, because Lee has raised some frightening things about ultimate build out. But if we work with housing, affordable housing and open space, you probably would end up with about the same number of houses ultimately, but a healthier mix of houses. That we would have a mix of affordable houses as well as investor McMansions, rather than just all favoring the investor second homeowner and the, what's the new term, amenity ranch owners.
Right. But, you know, at this point, I mean, it sounds good. And at this point, with the October 8th mm-hmm. meeting, we don't need to get deep into the branches, but here's the format. Here's the type of speakers and options we're presenting. Here's the question and answer, because we really need to hear from the public and clarify, you know, answer those questions that are going to be asked. So, yeah. And has Elizabeth wrote, has Jim already been asked to speak? John, has Jim been asked? Jim Catmull?
I think Elizabeth has said yes, but I've been relying on her to do that.
Oh, okay.
But I can ask Jim. I didn't realize I should do that. I can ask Jim, and I can touch base with him tomorrow, and then after that conversation, email to the entire Planning Commission. I also will follow up to make sure that Judy Drain has invited Jerry Taylor, because if it was under my correct assumption, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that you want the invitation to come directly from Judy Drain as mayor.
Tina, could you weigh in on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And Elizabeth, I have another question for you. Being on town council, is there anything that you or you would imagine the rest of the town council want to hear in our presentation, in John's presentation for this housing committee in your next meeting?
Not that I know of off the top of my head, but I will make sure that it becomes an agenda item on the November meeting. So that way, if there is anything, you have plenty of time to add it to your agenda. And I will get back with you. If Jim is not available, do you have an alternative next choice, or do you all want to get together as a group and decide that?
I think really the time, you'd be wonderful, Elizabeth, but Judy Drade would be wonderful. Steve Johnson, I think we just, what's really important, I think, and this is almost for Charlene to hear, I asked her what went wrong the last time when she came here. And she said there were three people on the town council who shot it down. So she said, well, I'm not welcome. I'm not going to be trying to do anything in Boulder. So I think she needs to hear from the town council that they are willing to have people like housing nonprofits start working with Boulder to see what could be done.
Okay. I can inquire about that, but I feel like you should have a commitment from someone on town council that's going to be representing the town council prior to our meeting in November. So I can follow up on that. I also will let you know.
Or October.
October meeting. Sorry. Thank you for that correction, Tina. At the October meeting. And if I heard correctly, that I'm going to ask Jim first. I also confirm if what happens with that. And then I'll also ask Judy Drain to confirm after Jerry Taylor has been invited. And I'll let you all know of that. And all of that will happen for our October meeting. And I'll make sure that this item is on our October agenda. So that way, any input or direction that the town council wants to pass forward, you have for your October meeting.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And if you think of anything else, you can always send it to me and I'm happy to relay and do that communication.
Well, I think as long as we're on the agenda, it was your suggestion to have Jim Catmull speak.
Was it? I don't remember. I think when you gave me the list, he was on it. But I'll take the credit for it, but it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, and I had a good talk with Steve Johnson the other day, and he brought up that we need housing. Jim said that to me, we need housing. So I think we need them to say that in a public forum, and start, showing that they are going to be committed and supportive when we do come in with the ordinance changes and so forth in the future. That'll be good. Mostly I'm going to be there available. If they've got questions, if they've got concerns, that'll be the October 8th meeting will be a good time for that dialogue to take place openly. But yes, lay the groundwork. We should kind of know where people are coming from. So thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so I think that probably covers it. And for our October 8th town council meeting. Tina or John, is there any more you want to talk about work in progress and what you have going?
So John, I really agree with you on what you said about not putting things, but I will work, my thought is I will work at getting the maps and stuff so that Peg can figure out how to get them online and so that information is there as far as the ones that were in the survey. I think
between the house, the 2018 housing work group and the 2017 community assessment, we've got lots of good figures already created.
Yeah. Are there any, like you asked that question, are there any extra documents to add? I thought those four were really great. And then the maps would be good as well. So.
I know that doesn't seem great for you, John, but I just think the maps would be kind of a reality check for people, but maybe it wouldn't. And let's just put the maps maybe we should just put the maps that we feel like are more appropriate for Boulder versus, the other way around and see if, just give them the idea that this is what we would like to be able to implement, or you know, that our ordinance will allow us to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
as far as clustering,
it's presumptive of us to talk about any given parcel being suitable for affordable housing. Rather, it is if a landowner has a piece of land that they want to make available for affordable housing, the town should be working with them, not against them. But I think where a project would be taking place, I'd rather leave entirely to the free market, to the developers, to the landowners. But you know, I'll just, you know, I think Lee's memos did throw out some important points. You know, I've been thinking about what's happened with Sean's proposal, and I'm thinking, you know, the problem there was that particular site being landlocked. The concept he's got was good. We didn't have any tools to really work with him to help solve his problems. And I think that's the thing that Lee was saying in the flexibility memo. I'm hoping we have that kind of conversation with Rachel regarding Full Moon Farms. You know, we need to do real planning. We need tools that allow us to foster good ideas, not be stuck on saying, oh, we need rectangular lots of a certain size, no matter what's on the ground, for example.
But, right.
You know, in terms of affordable housing, I think Lee's brought up the right point, that's one of the few things we can offer as a town is increased density in exchange for doing things that are good for advancing the general plan.
Maybe it's a little bit of a tangent, but we have a few minutes here. Like, why do you think something like what Tina started talking about, the development standards for a subdivision like we've done the commercial, would be valuable or beneficial in that direction?
I think it's a really good tool, because what we could, you know, Lee was throwing out some ideas there, and that second memo, that, you know, if somebody offers to put 50% of a parcel in open space conservation easement, we should be saying, okay, we'll reward you by giving you something else. If an owner is saying, well, I'd like to subdivide and I'm going to make a third of the lots deed restricted as affordable housing, we as a town should have things that we could offer to compensate the owner for the fact that he's not getting maximum profit off the land. And one thing is to allow more lots or attached houses or multifamily dwellings on those lots. And I think, yes, the standards should be that well, let me back up. What I am going, after Lee's memo, I was going to recommend to him, what we do is we keep our current subdivision ordinance pretty much the way it is. There's some little minor tweaks and needs, but they're pretty minor. That's what we'll call the prescriptive subdivision. If you follow a set of rules and you check all the boxes, you're going to get your subdivision. And then we have what we could call I don't know the right name for it, but it's an incentive-based thing, where you basically propose what you want to do. And if you get enough points for doing good things to advance the general plan, we approve the alternative.
All right.
And that's very much what we're doing with the commercial development.
Okay.
Visibility, open space, traffic issues. But you let the owner be creative in what they propose, but give points for them doing good things. And if they get enough points, they get approved.
So basically, the traffic situation, if we had stipulated that there needed to be somehow there needed to be through or a way, a separate way out, you would get more points. Is that what you're referring to, John?
That'd be one. Yes. There are many things we could include in those standards, but I think rather than being really detailed, I think it's creating a way that we can let an owner propose something that really makes sense on the land.
Right.
And that we have enough flexibility that within the ordinances, we could say, yes, this is approvable, because we've evaluated the whole thing. And that's very much the way a lot of other jurisdictions work, that they do allow themselves a lot more discretion at the planning stage. But I'm thinking of, for example, I don't want to get into an argument right now, although we will eventually face it, how much development we can have on Lower Boulder Road unless the town does some major upgrade of Lower Boulder Road. But I think that would be a distraction from creating a way to create additional housing. Which you are going to have to face it, but I don't want to tackle that one, for example, right now.
Yeah, but let's not tackle that one right now.
But you know, so on the commercial standards, you said, okay, direct access to Highway 12. Certainly, a high density development that's close to Highway 12 is going to be a lot better than saying that you're going to put it way down at the far end of Sugarloaf Valley Farms property. That'd be an example.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I appreciate the discussion, and I'm going to circle us back to our forum in our meeting now. And so is there anything else that needs to be talked about in order?
Yes.
Okay. So, what would that be?
So the school board meeting is the same night of the planned meeting that we have. So the Superintendent Dodds has suggested that maybe we can change that. I'm not sure that, you know, we can because of our speakers, but depending if we can do it Friday night versus
Thursday. What do we lose if that's on the same night?
Well, that Superintendent Dodds couldn't be there to encourage that particular part of the equation, being that it's impossible to get a teacher in town without housing. That's basically where it's at. But I mean, we certainly could read a statement from him if it's impossible for us to change it.
I think that would be the simpler thing. We already have a lot of speakers, and I think adding more is just going to put us in time constraints.
Right.
Personally, yeah.
Just a lot. I think a written statement would be fine, because we do have a lot of people who are going to say we need housing. I will mention that there is an open house that I am going to go over to it for the Escalante fourplex on Monday the 26th.
Mm.
I can forward everyone on plan.
Why don't you do that, John? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just have Peg forward it to the Planning Commission, her email, because I think it really helps to see a real project and that's one of the projects I want to be able to talk to people about. Is Escalante has done a fourplex. We can certainly think about a duplex.
Yeah. Okay. Any other items other than Dodds?
Matt, this is Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Colleen is muted, and I can't seem to unmute her. She's on the phone. And Colleen, if you can hear this, it's either, I can't remember if it's star 6 or star 9 will unmute you, your phone. So try, one raises your hand and one unmutes you. I can't remember which one it is. But if you want to say something, try star 6 or star 9. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I don't have anything else on our agenda for tonight, unless there's other things to discussion. I was going to open it up to the public for 5 minutes to see if there are any comments, but I want to make sure our business is done first.
Jen did have her hand up earlier.
Okay, well, we'll circle back to her in a minute. So Tina, John, are you guys feel ready to go for the next step, at least?
Yeah, well, I think, after we may make a little bit of adjustments to the work in progress document after October 8th. But I think okay. We've got a list of speakers. We've got a list of the big questions we want to talk about. That would be the one thing I'd ask people to do is take a look at that list of big questions that
definitely. The meeting
should address. And if there are other things that you, and I think you mentioned the one about the scale, that we're talking 10, we're talking 10 houses, not 100 houses.
Right. Okay. And so would you like to have, I think we'll have this on the agenda for our October meeting, and we can decide then if we need another work meeting, depending on where you guys feel, stuff is needed. So
that makes sense. Is there, can we, is it possible to, if I just got Colleen on the phone and maybe she could somehow, I guess she has something to say. If she has having trouble.
I could call her and put her on speaker if you want. You're calling.
Okay. Why don't we try that?
Let me call Colleen and see if she's on.
Okay.
Unfortunately, if she's on her phone, that's not going to work.
And right. Then, I think hopefully she can hear us.
Yeah.
And I'll open it up to public comments at 7:55 in about 6 minutes for 5 minutes of public comment for you out there who might want to say something.
Colleen, can you try doing *9 or *6? I can't remember which one it is. One of those will unmute you and you can talk. Uh-oh, I've lost her completely. Well,
Okay, it looks like John. Well, one.
No, it's no answer on her landline. Okay.
Well, we'll have to contact her outside of this to figure it out.
Yeah, and okay. I think Elena, we probably do need another work meeting because Elena wasn't here tonight either.
Yeah. Well, we'll have time on the agenda in our October meeting for at least to catch up and see where we're at. We can plan how to handle it from there. Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to open it up for 5 minutes for a public comment. There's only a few public here. Does anyone have anything they want to say? Mark, Jennifer, Elizabeth, Peg.
Jen, are you there? Do you want to talk?
I guess
it's *7 to unmute yourself on the telephone. I just looked it up for you.
*7.
At least that's the article I just found. I have no idea. I've never used it. But
right. Colleen's not even back online at this point. So
she's gone.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened, you guys. I apologize for the mess up.
Okay.
Jen says in chat, I have nothing if my hand was up.
Okay. Loose. Thank you, Jen. Jennifer. If that's it, then I'm going to call close for the meeting.
Is there any way to legally ask for comments from Colleen that she can just send comments to us via PEG, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can certainly carry on.
And I can follow out and talk to her one-on-one too. And so.
Oh, okay.
Or she can contact one of you,
Okay.
Yeah.
If you come up with documents you want me to post, let me know, things that need to be put online. When Colleen was coming on, I was a little, I'm hoping that everyone on the Planning Commission realizes the Planning Commission has a page under town government that just defines all of our, that was part of the problem. I don't know what happened. I'm glad you could at least join in this. So, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peg. Yeah. Okay. Quick, so,
Real quick, just to clarify for Peg and Tina and the other, because you both alluded to, the thing I think we need to be careful of is if we start getting lots of emails to all five commissioners and then replying to all, that starts looking like an electronic meeting. Whereas if it's a one way that we send something to Peg and say, please send it to the other commissioners, that is just, you know, a document from staff to the commission. So it's not a meeting. And that's been pretty clearly established with other. So that's why, you know, if Colleen has some comments that she wants us to read, that would be the best way to do it, is send it to you, Peg, you forward it.
Yes.
I try never to put two commissioners on the same email. So right. Don't have a call.
Right.
Then I have a record of what went around. So that's the preferred way.
Yeah. You keep us in compliance with grandma if there's ever a grandma request.
Yes. Now, I missed a fair portion of this meeting because of trying to figure out what's going on. The recording was on throughout. So I'm going to try to get this recording up as soon as it's available for me to post. So it'll either be later tonight or most likely tomorrow morning, but it will be posted on this meeting page.
Great.
Since this was a committee, I think we could, you know, the minutes could just say we had a committee discussion about the issues and the recordings of it.
Yeah.
We don't need to burden you trying to make a detailed set of minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Peg, and thank you, Tina and John, for your work on this and your organization. Really appreciate that. And I'm going to make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Tina seconds it.
All in favor, Matt Cochran, aye.
Tina Carlson, aye.
John, aye.
All right, everybody, have a nice evening.
Thanks. No worries, Peg. This is all good.
I'm glad it wasn't a real meeting with 100 people on. I do not know what happened.
Thank you for doing this. Oh my gosh.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Bye.